Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's Wednesday, it's November 1st. Halloween was last night. Any kids come to your house, D'Anthony? Or do you shut it down? Do you guys give out candy, you and Joel?
No kids come there. It's all retired people. There's a couple of like tween age kids I see puttering around in the neighborhood sometimes, but mostly it's older retired people, which is why I fucking moved there, right?
Sure. I didn't know if you and Joel were handing out steaks, you know, to kids.
I would. Actually, you know what? If I end up in a neighborhood at any point that does do trick-or-treating, I will be handing out pemmican or beef jerky or something. And I'll give them each a 5 to 10 minute lecture on why vegetables and candy are fucking pointless.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you should.
What's the point of not using somebody else's joyful experience to proselytize your own bullshit? You know what I mean?
I agree. Somebody gave me fish sticks as a youth. I think it was 6 years old.
Are you a gay fish?
No, I'm not. Kanye like still hates that joke to this day, by the way. But I remember he's like, oh man, it's Georgia, living in an apartment complex, you know. And they're, oh man, I didn't know it was Halloween. Shit, I can't, man. You're a kid, man. I got to give you something. And he had just pulled some fish sticks out of the fryer.
Mm. And hey, that's fine.
And they came on a like a napkin thing, like a paper towel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't want
the oil.
You can't just hand them to him straight up.
I am a tad bit under the weather, as a lot of us are last night, who have children. Super cold last night. Holy shit. I'm not going to bitch too hard. It's better than 110 degrees. But man. Bob, what you reckon? 40 last night?
Yeah, I
mean, it came down from, shit, what was it? 90 to 40, and yeah.
It was real fucking chilly.
Yeah, with wind? Shit. So, tad under the weather here today. I apologize, but I enjoy it. I like the weather, but we just skipped an entire season here in Texas. Had an enjoyable night. I love now that it's also become about the adults who get fucked up, where everybody's kind of just boozing as well, along with the kids. And you're like, oh, all right, so it's still about you. At one point, one of my neighbors, their kid had gone to sleep, and he was rocked, and he just dumped over the candy on the counter. He goes, hey, kids sleep? Cool. Dumped over the candy all over the counter and just started picking out what he wanted out of his kid's bag, and I enjoy that. That's what it should be
about.
Well,
you've got to check for drugs.
Of course.
Here's what I know about people who sell and use drugs. Mm-hmm. They never give them away.
No, they sure don't.
That's fucking stupid. Nobody cares about your stupid little bitch-ass kid enough to waste good drugs on them. Are you kidding me?
I agree.
If they did, as a matter of fact, we should have an adult Halloween, like a real one, an adult Halloween. Maybe it should be on like Timothy Leary's birthday or something.
Yeah.
Where you go through your neighborhood and go house to house. Maybe they do it in Vegas where, you remember how Tony Shea built that that fucking trailer park in downtown
Vegas. Yeah,
it's still there. They're doing events there.
Really?
Yeah, they do every year at SHOT Show. They do events over there.
No shit. Okay.
But yeah, they like he's dead, obviously. Under weird circumstances. So
yeah.
Who knows? But it would be fun to go to a place like that, just have neon lights everywhere, and you go house to house getting different drugs.
Mm-hmm. I would like
every
that.
Place you get a little dropper of acid on your tongue, or here's some ketamine.
I think that'd be nice. That'd be a nice thing to do there. And maybe that's what's happening to our pilots out there. Obviously, if you're looking at the title of today's episode, why are pilots losing their minds? So we did a story, Bob, was that a week ago maybe on RPR?
Yeah, the guy who was, quote unquote, kind of like hungover from mushrooms. He hadn't like slept in 2 days or something.
Yes.
Just lost his fucking mind in the jump seat in the cockpit.
So gets in the jump seat, is in the cockpit, and says, well, time to take us down. And he starts pulling all the levers and trying to drive everybody into the ground. Now, he was charged with 83 counts of attempted murder, goes to the back of the plane. They were finally able to subdue him. He goes to the back of the plane, and he goes, you might want to cuff me. I mean, he goes, I'm feeling bad. This is very bad. This is all bad. And I'm going to do bad things if you don't cuff me. I saw him in court the other day. And it's weird, and it's a sad story. Now, the passengers on this flight said that they didn't know what was going on, and they didn't feel threatened, and obviously he hadn't pulled enough shit for them to drop you know, a bunch of feet in the air or anything like that. So the passengers said they didn't really know what was going on. However, this guy, that's a federal charge, one, two. It's 83 counts of attempted murder, all from doing some mushrooms. And apparently he said he had been depressed for over 6 years and over a buddy's death and something else. But that happened. And then yesterday, another one pops up here, which is super fucking weird here, where a pilot was accused of threatening to shoot the captain over a potential diversion. Now, look, we've all been on that flight where they potentially want to divert you, and you're like, I think I'd rather risk it. Mm. You know what I'm saying here? So a pilot was indicted last month for allegedly threatening to shoot his captain if the flight they were piloting was diverted for a passenger's medical needs. Can we give that guy a round of applause? I'd do the same thing.
There was one plane that got diverted this past week that was, they did an emergency landing because a guy died on the plane, right?
Oh.
So I'm not sure that having a dead person on the plane constitutes an emergency. Does it? If he's already dead, what's the emergency exactly?
Yeah. So this one, federal court records show that a grand jury in Utah indicted the pilot, charging him with one count of interference with a flight crew. This was in August of 2022, but it just is coming out now. And he's accused of assaulting and intimidating a crew member and using a dangerous weapon in the act. Pilots get guns? Pilots got guns, though? I thought they put, like, one person from, like, Homeland Security on a flight or something.
They don't have like a that. Box in the cockpit with just one?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
I think they should give pilots suicide vests. Oof. So if somebody does try to hijack the plane, they're like, hey, what? One step ahead of you. And then they say, Walla Akbar or whatever, and yeah. Clack.
Yeah.
Blow the whole fucking
fuselage up. Yeah. Dude, they're gone.
That'd be, this is like, you fight fire with fire, right? Yeah. A fire gets to a certain level and you have to create like a backdraft to zap all the oxygen out so it doesn't have any more. That's what Halon and some of these other fire support things, they just suck all the air out of the room so it'll kill the fire. It'll also kill you, right?
Sure.
But that's the risk you take.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Instead of having the plane fly into a building, you blow it up in midair yourself.
No, I agree.
Like, if we're willing to shoot them down with F-16s, why not just give the pilot suicide vests?
Yeah, and be like, all right, cool, let them make the call. We're doing this. But I'm looking at this one here. So this was Delta. It's not like it was some shitty, weird airline. This is Delta. And he said, look, if you fucking turn this plane around or divert it, I will end your fucking life. Go. This guy's going to die or he's not going to die. Let's just fucking make the trip here, homie. I would like to see how many minutes are left.
Does it say what the emergency was?
No, they're not saying. Which, look, if he's dead, I'm with you. If he's dead, he ain't coming back to life, so you might as well not fuck up your day. You know, and most of these planes, there's a doctor on it. You ever been on a flight where somebody got fucked up like that?
Yeah, so I was on, when was it? A couple years ago, 2021, I think, maybe. I was on a Delta flight. It was in first. And it was the international plane, so it, you know, first class on a Delta international flight is massive.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like a fucking,
it's a dream.
It's bigger than a studio apartment in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's nice.
So it was real nice. The guy in the first row of the poor people section, there's something happened with him, and they're bringing a stretcher on.
Yep.
And I had to be somewhere, right? I needed to get somewhere like for an event. And I just stood up and started getting, like, packing my shit to get off the plane. Like, excuse me, sir, you can't leave yet. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way, you fat bitch. I went off on her. Don't tell me what to do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Especially when it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, no, I'm leaving. I got to go cancel this flight and get on another flight because of this. No offense or nothing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm not trying
to
be a dick, but I got to go.
Yeah.
and she tried to get in my way. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way now.
Yeah.
This is false imprisonment. You can't fucking hold me, which it is, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I at least got to get your name so I know where you're fucking going from. I'm like, it's a first class seat. Look it up, fuckface.
Yeah.
There's only fucking four of them up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyways. They know your name.
Yeah.
They know your name for every seat.
She knew my name when she brought me a drink.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, here you go, Mr. Holloway. I'm like, thanks. And then you don't know my name 5 minutes fucking later when you're trying to delay me from going somewhere. Get the fuck out of my way. But that's the problem that came about in 20 and 21 with these sky cons. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the stews or the stewardesses?
They developed, it's the Stanford prison experiment. You gave them a little bit of a throw. Pull your mask up, sir.
Yeah.
Fuck you, cunt. Yeah. You have a minimum wage job. I know your job sucks. I could see it in your eyes. Fuck off, dude. I want to hear from you.
It pays more than you think.
Not really.
I think a stew pays around 70 to 75, Bob. 70 to 80 is what I'm going to go with.
For the kind of job that it is, having to deal with people all the time.
Oh, look, I'm not saying it's a great job.
And then having to be on the road all the time, it's not worth that money.
Yeah, I agree, but certain people like it, and it is a necessity here, or else how would I get drunk? You know what I'm saying?
A robot will do that for you pretty soon. It's fine.
You think so?
Why not just have, you know, those old school bank fucking hydraulic chutes?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking soda.
I know. Soup.
There it is. Like, you're done. You go fucking to the welfare line now. Or go be part of TSA. That's where all the minimum wage people work now.
Virgin Airlines. Virgin Airlines is very close to that, where you just tapped a button on the back of the seat, and it was the greatest, and they just brought you whatever you asked for, and then you
just
never saw the people.
Just put a fucking mini bar.
It was great. They used to have bars in planes.
Well.
I was on one time where homeboy had a heart attack in the back, and they gave the old, like, I was amped to hear it and see it. They were like, is there a doctor on the plane? And there was a doctor on the plane.
Was he a doctor of, like, philosophy, though?
Not sure. Not sure if it was a Jill Biden sitch.
To be honest, I'm very close to being, like, I could get a doctorate within a shorter amount of time than usual if I really wanted to, because I've done coursework already. I kind of, for a while, I was like, well, there's no point. I'm not going to use this, and it would only be for my vanity, right?
But it's hilarious.
But it would be funny to say, yeah, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
And then I just start doing weird shit to the guy. You know what I mean?
Dr. Holloway.
Yeah, just like draw a dick on his forehead. It's like, sorry, he's not going to make it.
Hey, that is an airplane, not a Big Ten athletic department.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just say you're a doctor and then start doing weird shit to people.
No. Or SEC, right? Didn't Peyton Manning drag his nuts across somebody's forehead?
That's right, he did, allegedly.
I don't know if he shouted that he was a doctor first, though.
But doesn't he look like a doctor?
He did it to a doctor's assistant. He did it to a trainer. Which is awesome, but not sure if that story's true. Either way, that sitch was resolved pretty quickly, and you were able to get out of there. But with this guy, dude, I've got to look at the minutes, because I watched that thing on the plane when it tells me how many minutes until the destination. You know, we're at the destination.
Mm.
If you're gonna fuck it up by, like, let's say 42 minutes or something like that, no. The guy's dead, or, you know, we're not going to save his life doing this shit. So, yeah, I kind of understand where homeboy's coming from here, threatening to pull a gun on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of begs the question, where did he need to be?
You know what I mean? Pussy.
It's probably puss.
But let's say it is. That's worth it, right?
Like, well, it depends on the puss.
Don't divert me to Fresno when, you know, we're almost at Phoenix. Let's not do it. I got this hot piece of ace down in Phoenix that I need to tend to here. But we've seen a lot of this. You know, last year there was a guy removed from the cockpit of a JetBlue flight, and he failed a sobriety test. Remember when he was four times the federal limits? We also did a story about the guy who tried to fly that plane high on cocaine after fucking all those prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in the
from
last
South Africa.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Yeah, he was in South Africa and just went fucking insane in wherever the fuck, some city.
It was a pilot here, a co-pilot for a Japanese airline that pleaded guilty in 2018 to also exceeding the legal alcohol limit there. And now we got a captain who tried to shoot somebody over a potential diversion. What's happening to captains? Are they exhausted or are they just fed up with it?
I'm sure they're... Look, the pit, first of all... After we had that pilot on a couple of years ago.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he discussed it. 99 something. What the fuck's his name? I don't remember.
We've done, I don't know, 1,600 shows at this point.
Yeah, so he explained the pipeline. Like, unless you were in the military to be a private pilot like that, or to work for a private company like Delta, Southwest, whatever, it costs you. It's like the same issue with it being an attorney, right? Unless you already have a book of business that you're going into or a niche specialty, you're going to spend some time making 45 to 65K a year as a pilot, even after spending $150,000 to $200,000 getting your license for it. That sucks. So not only does it suck, but now, you know, the airline industry has been fucked up for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
whether it was COVID or fuel prices or whatever, up and down, a lot of, and now they're having trouble staffing, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure they're overworked.
Yeah. What's the average salary for a pilot there, Bob? Let's do pilots first and then stews second.
Average commercial pilot salary is 118.
I mean, it's very good, but not great. Some pilots for that type
earn
a job.
Some
right?
pilots earn close to $1 million. Like,
no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really just depends.
Once you've been there for a while, if you're rated on the larger aircraft,
okay,
or if you fly international, that's where the
because I had two buddies who were always trying to be private pilots. And they said that's like where the insane money is at. So.
And by the way, their salary has fucking skyrocketed in the last 10 years or whatever.
Yeah, but that's for experienced pilots who fly wide body aircraft like 747 or higher.
Okay,
and fly overseas.
So I'm actually seeing the best paid 25% make a median salary of $208,000, and then the total median, like median is $134,000.
Yeah,
all right.
So that's so what's the top end?
$208,000
and $134,000 is the average. That means 70. You're talking about $60,000 a year on the low end. Right, as a median on the low end.
So the lowest paid 25% is like $100,000.
Yeah, it's $100,000.
No, that's not right. It's $50,000 a year at Delta starting out. So I don't know where you're getting that number from.
No way.
It is. I'm looking at it right now on Indeed.
Yeah, I'm seeing just U.S. news for.
What does Indeed say right there?
No, I've heard more similar, like a starting pilot's like $40,000 to $50,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like Southwest, Delta.
That's at a regional airline. Or if you're flying one of like American Airline has, what the fuck's it called? I think it's actually called American Express or some stupid shit like that. It's got some name that sounds similar to something else. But when they're first starting out, for the first 4 to 5 years, yeah, it's like being an attorney. Or
you go to like these little puddle jumper like towns,
well, even
and shit
Spirit
like that.
And shit, yeah. But like the smaller ones, and you know, once you get to a higher level, you have to have a certain amount of hours to be able to fly. I think you have to have 1,600 hours of flight time for one of the major ones, but it's only 400 for like Spirit or Frontier or the regional airlines.
All right, okay, I just did the math on this because you just blew my fucking mind with that.
Yeah.
American Eagle.
Yeah, I didn't know this
it's
either.
American Eagle.
I didn't know this either, dude.
So here's the thing with that, though. It's still a plane with people on it, right?
Yeah, dude.
Have you seen the advertisements up in signs in downtown Dripping Springs where we live near?
Yeah.
They're hiring school bus drivers?
Yes.
They're paying the school bus drivers more than these pilots.
Well, look, I guess it's what's in demand, right? And like a school bus, you can't shut down on a daily basis because it's kids. And that's taxpayer money. You got to get them to and fro, right? But with airline pilots, that is a decision you make to travel by air versus bus or car. Fucking A, dude.
There's also a bus driver shortage.
Now I understand.
It goes up pretty quickly after the first couple of years. Once you get into a major airline one or into like a fucking... once you become senior, even at one of the smaller airlines, you start making good money.
Okay.
But that's tough, right, to have... Like a doctor goes into their residency and makes jack shit for
right.
the first like 4 to 8 years sometimes. And that attorneys the same way. Like half of the people I know that are high powered contract or entertainment attorneys, they spent the first 3 or 4 years of their life living in an apartment at the fucking firm.
Yeah.
Like no shit, sleeping at the firm, working all night, doing paperwork for the first call. It gets better after that, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't pay well. It pays like 50 to 60K a year and you have... $100,000 to $200,000, sometimes $300,000 of student loans you're having to pay back, right? It's like, fuck. I understand why they would be stressed the fuck out.
Yeah. Hollywood agents, by the way, it was the same system. Usually had to be an assistant for like 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you were making roughly $26,000. I mean, those motherfuckers couldn't live. And then, or they'd have to bunk up together or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were trying to ride that out to become, you know, an agent. But fuck. All right. Maybe we have our answer, and they're just like, hey, dude, I just lost my fucking mind here. But this one, God, I'd have to see how hot this girl is to die. You know, let's not divert the plane for the guy having the heart attack or whatever.
So I did contract work for a law firm in California, and I won't mention the name, but it's one of the biggest law firms in the country. They represent Apple, right?
Okay.
It's one of their clients. It is... they have this campus in Silicon Valley where a lot of their fucking, like all their associate guys work, guys that don't have their own book of business. And I'm telling you, the bottom floor is offices and the top floor is fucking loft apartments where they live on site and work like that for fucking years sometimes until they finally, like 18 hours a day until they finally get their own book of business and then they can become a real boy.
That's,
right?
That's like the Chinaman shit, dude. Yeah. Living in the factories.
But it is like, it's super cutthroat. So, I mean, you're getting the people that make it out of it usually are pretty fucking good attorneys. So it makes sense for them to do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, you're going to build the best of the best. What does a stew make then, Bob? What do you got for an average stew
they make,
out there?
I bet the stewardess. I bet they have a higher starting salary than the
no,
pilot.
No, does. It's like minimum wage, but they get a lot of their stuff covered. Mm. So that's kind of the trade off from what I've heard.
See, an 84 is the median.
That's definitely, dude, where are you getting these fucking stats from? I know flight attendants, they are not making $80,000.
I'm just telling you what the fucking internet's telling me.
Well, look, it could be the same situation if you stay forever, right?
US News says 61 is the median and 48 is basically like starting.
Starting salary on Indeed is somewhere between $13 and $64 an hour. That's in Austin.
Okay.
That's a giant range.
Sure is. But for an annual salary, it's 40 to 71.
That's what I'm seeing on US News. Yeah. Between 40 on the low, 48 on the low end, and 76 on the high.
The average salary on Indeed for an Austin flight attendant is $28.64 an hour.
Can you imagine doing that job with people that you hate and probably hate you every fucking day?
Well, they have little tips and tricks to get them through it. So there actually used to be a really good Instagram and Facebook account that told stories from the perspective of flight attendants. It was Stew something. But it went away. I think they probably got caught, to be honest. But it like little things that they do, like when they walk around, I don't hear them doing it that much anymore, but when they used to walk around with the garbage bag right before landing, they would look at you and say trash. And in their mind, they're visualizing being able to call you trash.
Really? Right?
Which I think is like, it's one of those little things.
Trash.
That helps you get through the day.
Trash. Yeah.
Trash. Trash.
Yeah.
And it's in context, so it's hard to tell that they're talking shit, but they're talking shit.
I like that. Yeah. I like that, actually. I don't mind that.
No.
Because if you think about it, whenever you're on a flight, you're never excited to be on the plane. Little kids are. I'm not. It's just like, hey, how do I get here the fastest?
Yeah.
And then how do I get fucked up?
But then they have to run into people like you who are trash, right? Like you're wearing sweatpants.
They're designer sweatpants. They're very nice.
It doesn't matter. It's a $40 million aircraft, nice. And you're wearing sweatpants.
Well, look, I'm dressing to how they're paying us. No, truthfully, I didn't start doing that until COVID, actually. COVID, and then with the security, where it was like, dude, I always had to take off a fucking belt. Always had to take off your shoes, like in nice shoes, too, where you're just like, all right, I got to relace these up. I got to do everything else. You're almost when you're flying now, you're reverting back to being a child where you're wearing Velcro shoes, essentially, and then things that you can't put shit in your pockets because you got to empty those. Nothing without a belt, all the stupid shit. And
Dan,
then
next
everybody
time
else did it.
Next time you guys are flying together, slip them a blue chew.
Mm. So I can get a fucking full bounce.
You know what a good prank is for the airport is, you know, and look, don't use it all the time. Don't use it when you're in a fucking hurry or anything either. Like if you know that it's a comfortable trip, maybe use this. But if you duct tape a dildo to a water bottle and sneak it into their carry-on, they will always find it. I promise you.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
always find it because yeah. you can, especially now with a millimeter scan, you can see it on there.
Yeah. Right?
So we used to do that to Evan and fucking Baker used to do that to Logan all the time.
We used to do it with Jared and Jack Mandeville and just put one of those huge. I think it was the first deal we had with Adam and Eve is when they sent 100 dildos to the house.
Yeah. And if you can get like the ones that are remote operated and you can make it start vibrating from your phone or something, all the better because then you could just they won't know and then you could switch it on as they're going through the line.
That's great. Yep. Matt Best got me on a flight. He put a huge black dildo in my backpack, and they pulled that out. And they said, sir, is this yours? And I go, what if it is?
Yeah.
And he was at a loss for words, which I liked. I also got a good chuckle out of it. And I said, you know what? You keep it. I go, it seems like you want it right now. And he goes, is it illegal to have on the plane? He goes, No, I don't. I don't think it's a weapon. It was one of the rubber floppy ones that we we got back there, and I go, all right, you decide what you want to do with it. Then you know, I know what Matt had done to me, so it's just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good on this. Hunter Biden's back at it again, getting fucked up. Do you have that video? You showed me this before we started the show today, and I was like, man, I thought we were out of Hunter Biden videos. Apparently, this guy just videotapes himself every single second of the day. Where is this, and when is this from?
I don't know when it's from, but it looks like
it looks recent, just right? It looks
when you see him come out of the front door there and pan over to what to the driveway and shit later in the video. It I guess it's just his house, right, or an Airbnb or something he's staying. I don't know. It's
showing the haters.
Maybe play the video.
But like the fucking crucial part of this is how big his goddamn pupils are. He's high as fucking shit, but you can tell from his behavior as well.
Holy shit. Why is he breathing so hard? Only through his nose. Only through his nose.
Now it's like, check out my fucking Honda Civic, you poor bitches, or
what
something.
What is he doing here?
I don't know, but he's high as a goddamn kite.
No
right
shit.
There, which is, you know, again.
This looks like a recent video, though. Like, he looks like he's, you know, heading down to the White House or something. This doesn't look like an old one.
No, I don't know where recent. It came from. Bob, can you find where it came from? Because a bunch of people have been posting it.
This was from
Is he still posting shit on social media?
I don't think
at this
so.
Point.
I don't think so.
But where is it coming from? Yeah.
Like, you know, for Trump, everybody was like, we got to get this motherfucker off social media. So what they did was he created an entire social media company that nobody watches. And that's how you did it for him. You know what I mean? It's like, when I worked in politics back in the day, one of the things we would do is clock the route home from the office for whatever candidate it was and make sure there are yard signs on that route, and we didn't put them anywhere else because they're fucking pointless. You know what I mean? But that motherfucker, that egomaniac, wanted to see him everywhere.
Sure.
They think yard signs vote. For Trump, they literally created an entire social media company just so he could fucking just... It's like, remember in The Office when Ryan set up a Microsoft Word folder for Creed. He thought it was a website he was typing into. That's essentially what they've done for Trump as well, because nobody fucking goes to True Social.
Well, I think it's helped him. Not being able to be on Twitter,
but he still got the outlet.
He does, and then like people repost the True Social, but him not being on Twitter every fucking day. Mm-hmm. Is probably helping this campaign right now, because right now everything that you're seeing is relatively positive, or he's at a rally, which, look, he's great at rallies. And I know he's stuck in this court situation, but social media is he's not great at. All caps in it up all the time. But who posted that, Bob? Who was the first
this
person?
This is the first person I saw post. It was Dr. Vox Oculi. He said, when you're about to leave for the Halloween party, dress as Jordan Peterson, but then the acid hits.
That's a good
not
one.
Acid. You've just ripped a big rail of cocaine, and you're not sure if you're going to have a heart attack yet. That's what
that's
that
what
is.
The breathing in is.
Yeah,
and he's enjoying the drip.
I've lived that quite a few times.
Yeah.
Pretty much every time I do cocaine. You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, am I going to make it this time?
Or am I going to live?
Is this the big one?
Apparently this is an old video from the laptop leak days. That is just now going viral.
Oh, gotcha.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But it is also Russian disinformation. So
yeah, well,
don't forget about that.
This is a good meme here and the replies.
Oh, that's good. Hunter Biden, every time he buys crack and hookers.
Just
he
covered
takes everything,
cameras.
Dude. Everything. Never seen anything like it.
He is to crack and dirty whores what I am to my child, which is like, I just want to capture all these magical moments so I can go back and look at them later.
Sure.
Well, luckily he's capturing them for you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that. He's the annoying 1995 dad with a camcorder, but on himself.
Yeah, dude.
If they had designed, if let's pretend like none of this shit existed right now, if they were to design a camcorder today, like a Sony Handycam, it would be facing back towards you and not outward at this point. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because
everybody
sure.
just talks about themselves all the time. You can't do anything. Like, oh, fucking did charity today. Oh, fucking got in an ice bath today. Oh, fucking blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, you get this do stuff and you don't have to fucking tell everybody about it or make it a big thing. Well, as a veteran, blah, 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 shut the fuck up. Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm tuned up today. I'm pissed.
Are you?
Because I've got to do this charity thing tonight and I'm not looking forward to it. No, it's not it. It'll be a fun time.
I was telling the audience earlier on sports that you were getting geared up for this tonight.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary? What is it tonight?
Yeah, let me see about the event.
Yeah, this is one of those things where wife and I took the kids out again. Both of us are out. Both of us are sick. I swapped off with her this morning and said, look, you stay in bed. I'll get up. I'll do the things. But however, later, daddy wants to fucking wind down. You can do all the shit.
Yeah,
all
right? It's USA Military Medals and Dakota, our little buddy.
Yeah, Dakota Meyer.
He's a doctor.
Yep.
A private
doctor, Dakota Meyer.
Yeah, a private viewing of Who We Serve. It's a documentary that features veterans of various military branches, wars, and callings post-service. And it's if you're able to attend, it's in Austin downtown at the Violet Crown Cinema tonight at 6. But
that's one of my favorite theaters in the city.
I've never been there. Yeah, it's right down on 2nd Street, I think. Okay. On Cesar Chavez or whatever the fuck, somewhere around there.
Is Danica the Weirdo going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. She's weird, man.
Yeah, she killed all those people.
I know. And then she took us to see the fucking bodies that time.
Yeah, that was really weird. I'm definitely going to give her shit. She owes me a bunch of googly eyes, too.
Tell her that I'm still looking for that coffee place.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been more pissed off at a human being in my life than stretching that out an hour and 20 minutes for me to get coffee right outside the fucking hotel. It's probably inside baseball.
Well, if you had been ready on time, you could have walked around the corner and got coffee like I did.
No. I was fine on time. I just wanted to go to the gas station. And everybody thinks it's weird that I'll just drink gas station coffee.
Yeah, it is weird.
I don't care
what
it is.
We're aligned with one of the best coffee companies to ever exist on
Earth. We are, but they sell it at the gas station.
They sell the
Black
canned
Rifle
stuff.
Coffee. Yeah, I know. That's all I need. I'm not picky either way. I'll go K-Cup. I'll go fucking beans. I'll go RTDs, cans. Whatever it is, I don't really give a shit. I'm one of those people, I just want to get it in my body and get my day started. So that's what I was saying was, hey, dude, Black Rifle's in every single goddamn gas station and convenience store there is. Just pull over. Just let me get a can. I don't need to wait in line and get Somalian beans that were picked from, you know, child slaves. I don't need that type of coffee in my life.
All of our beans are fair trade.
For what, Black Rifle?
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. But you go to some local coffee shop, they've always got those weird mixes where you're like, where the fuck did you get this? And look, always support local and your local companies and everything. But coffee's a strange brew, pun intended, because they've got this weird like beans from all over the world. And you're like, who did that? Who shipped those in? At one point, you were doing it. You were getting like beans shipped in from other countries and shit like that.
No.
You had a pretty extensive collection for a while.
Oh, yeah. Buying them.
Yeah.
I've got stuff. I still have stuff from all over.
Yeah.
The best coffee in the world, in my opinion, comes from Panama.
Oh, is that where it is?
It's Panamanian Geisha. It's a varietal, I think, that started in Africa back in the day.
Is it the Panther shit coffee?
No, it's not panthers. It's little some kind of monkey or some shit.
Man, you give me a fucking panther shit coffee?
Or it's a cat, actually.
I'll wait in line for that.
I think it's a cat.
Kopi Iowak, it's this little thing.
Yeah.
This is stupid. I bet this thing takes weak dumps. You let me eat a handful of coffee beans, and I'll give you such a good dump with
those. Look
at
that.
Yeah, but you
got to
eat some fiber, because your dumps look like fucking liquid.
This is cute, though. I would drink this thing shit.
Yeah, I would drink that thing shit, for sure.
Well, I think they clean the shit off.
Doesn't it give it flavor?
I don't. Well,
you can't. I think they leave a little bit of shit on it.
It'll absorb it. Well, so it's got mucilage on it, so coffee is not a bean, right? It's not a bean. It's a cherry. There's a cherry on the outside of it. That's what cascar is. They pull those cherries off the outside of the coffee bean and then fucking dry them out. But there is a lot of flavor in there. Yeah. So I imagine he eats the coffee. The entire thing, like the mucilage and everything,
mm-hmm.
And then shits it out, and there's probably something about the way it digests that changes it, but I've never drank it, nor will I. I'm not eating some fucking rodent's ass.
I'll
eat ass all day.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I've almost starved to death several times because I only ate ass.
Right.
Right. But I'm not going to eat a cat's ass.
I will. I'd eat that little thing's ass. Like, that looks great. Tasty. Look at the little pellets it's eating. Looks like little pieces of pomegranate there. I'm all in on that. Yeah. Give me that and tell me it'll get me jacked up out of the moon. That's all I really give a shit about. That's cool. By the way, I wanted to, people keep sending me these fucking articles on Mike Johnson. I can't confirm any of this, although I find it hilarious. So we'll talk about it. This new Speaker of the House, you and I did that show last week about the Speaker of the House. There's been a bunch of weird shit coming out from him. And again, I can't confirm this, but we'll read it and I'll tell you who the source is at least. So one of our listeners sent me an article from the Daily Beast and it says, does the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, have a bank account? They are claiming that he does not have a fucking bank account. How is that possible in today's world?
I don't know. I've heard some more. I've heard some things that are way more disturbing than that.
Well, we'll start there and then keep going.
That'll be on tomorrow's fake news.
Okay.
I'm going to light this dude up tomorrow.
But how do you live your life without a fucking personal bank account, I guess? Like, it says here that, and again, take the Daily Beast for what it's fucking worth. But
you just let Jesus take the wallet.
It says, the reports on years of personal financial disclosures that date back to 2016 reveal a financial life than the context of his role as a congressman and now speaker appears to be extraordinarily precarious. He's never reported a checking or a savings account in his name, nor in the name of his wife and children. So is he just doing it all in LLCs and shit? Maybe, I guess. That's certainly possible. I mean, look, if you're worried about lawsuits and everything else, yeah, that's a possibility. But one would think at a certain time you got to pull cash.
I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe he keeps it under the mattress.
I guess.
Or it's just all in Krugerrands or something.
But I guess according to the House Ethics Committee, members must disclose bank accounts that they have at every financial institution as long as the account holds at least $1,000, and the combined value, including those belonging to the spouse and children, exceed $5,000. So who the fuck knows, man?
Yeah, I mean, where is this guy from? Michigan?
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Oh, Louisiana.
Western Louisiana.
You know where I hear from, Bob?
Western Louisiana, like Texas?
No.
Is well, he near the
yeah,
border?
Yeah, close.
His district is like all of Western Louisiana, just all the most of Louisiana is shitty, but even for Louisiana, all the shitty parts.
Mm. Yeah. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Biggest savings in the history of their company. Holidays are right around the corner. A mattress is a great big ticket item to get for you and the missus or the mister. I don't care where you're putting your dick at, all right? And or pussies. Get a mattress though, okay? You're going to enjoy yourself sexually and get a good night's sleep at the same time. You might as well be doing it on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All you got to do, pop in that promo code drinking bros. You're getting 50% off everything. Sheets, pillows, mattresses, adjustable bases. Everything is 50% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what, kids? That 50% off discount is good with that. So you want to load up the cart full of 60 items, fucking 38 sheets, 22 mattresses. Nailed it. That is 60. Well, you can stretch it out over 3 years and get it all for 50% off. Take advantage of this savings right now. I don't know how long it's going to go on. They didn't really say. I just got a fucking email one day, and boom, here it was. So let's rock. Next up, guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear about this every year after puberty. HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, and even sex drive starts to decline. sometimes by 50% by age 35. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, how good you eat. It's happening to all of us. Here's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus is the first of its kind, non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without any of the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. Best part about BioPro Plus, well, it works super fast and it's easy to use. And it's 100% safe. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009, and its benefits can be felt in just days instead of months. Guys who use BioPro Plus have experienced faster workout recovery, enhanced performance, metabolism, sexual function, and even better mood and energy. Want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of that bullshit big pharma synthetic stuff? Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click on the link in our description here in the audio feed, and then just use the promo code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order. That is bioproteintech.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order. It's great. It comes in a little vial. Put it underneath your tongue right before it. Nine-Nine helps with sleep and recovery. It's amazing. Give it a shot. See if you like it. Next up, we got Crowd Health. Crowd Health. Stop sending money to big insurance companies that profit off you, not paying your bills. Did you know that 48 million claims on Obamacare last year alone were denied? That's one-fifth the claims are going to get rejected. They're gone, dude. Sorry about it. You want to take that chance? Fuck no. Health insurance sucks. It's confusing, expensive, and frustrating. Here's a better way. Welcome to the alternative. Crowd Health was created to get rid of the headaches of health insurance. For $175 an individual, or $575 for a family of four or more, you'll get access to a community of people who are willing to help you out in the event of an emergency. You'll also get telemedicine visits, discounted prescriptions, and more. All of this without doctors' networks getting in the way. Let the Crowd Health help you with your healthcare needs. You can get started today for just $99 per month for the first 3 months if you use the code DRINKINBROS to get the healthcare you deserve. Healthcare is important. I know we don't think about it all the time, but you should. And remember, Crowd Health is not insurance. You can learn more at joincrowdhealth.com. That's joincrowdhealth.com, code DRINKINBROS.
Well, maybe they don't have. I mean, look, I know people of all political persuasions don't trust the government in that part of the world, right? It's like West Virginia. It doesn't matter what color you are, everybody hates the government.
Do you think he's got a shoebox with like a fucking curated gator skull and then his cash, and then he just pulls out, you know, 20 every day for lunch?
Based on what I've read about him the last couple of days, it's probably like Jesus bucks. Or something like that.
Like maybe, Kohl's cash?
Maybe he made his own currency, or he's got Confederate dollars from back in the day or something. I don't know.
Man, a little bit of Kohl's cash.
He's a fucking weirdo. It's a real problem that this guy's a Speaker of the House, to be honest. Like, I know Republicans were thrilled to have McCarthy out of the way or whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he does indeed bring impeachment charges against Biden, but the price they're going to pay for that is probably not worth it.
Well, look, the next one, this one came from the AP here. Look, when you get into these roles, obviously everybody comes after you and all that other shit. Because another listener sent me this thing on, claimed he used to bang AOC when she was a bartender.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. I was like, I don't blame you.
With regard to the fucking bank thing, I don't give a shit if, I hope he's fucking cheating on his taxes. Fuck the government.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I don't want anybody paying any taxes to the IRS.
I don't give a fuck about that one. It is odd, though. I mean, that's the first thing I had opened up, I think, when I was, I don't know, 14, 15 years old.
It's really inconvenient, I'm sure.
Holy shit. Now, the other one, this was coming from the AP, so a little more reputable, I guess. Depends on what your definition of that is anymore, as far as the media is concerned. But it said before he was elected to public office, he was the dean of a small Baptist law school that didn't exist. Isn't that just us? Like, couldn't I just say that I'm the dean of a law school that
doesn't
exist?
Well, Trump had Trump University.
That was a very esteemed college.
No.
Great D3 football, too, man. Trump University was very good. Very good.
No, it is. Yeah, he's an odd guy, but, you know, Tim Kennedy's got his own school. So, like, if Tim ran and...
But it's a real school.
I know.
This is not a real school.
I know, but, like, if you... Maybe it was a school that was in the works to be started. He fucking went in a different direction.
It was Louisiana College.
Louisiana! Bob! Louisiana College!
Which it never opened, though. Administrators boasted it would unashamedly embrace a quote-unquote biblical worldview.
Smart.
Instead, it never got any students or opened its doors, and the board was just like fighting each other constantly.
That's not the same. Having a fucking startup company, even if it's a school, go fucking south like that, that's not that big a deal. They're just framing it in a weird way. So, like, if Apogee had failed, and they came close a couple times, it's tough to do what they're doing.
Very hard. Very, very difficult.
If you want to make it affordable for people in the community, it's fucking hard
to
do it. They had to get a lot of outside funding and stuff like that. And
well, because of the red tape with the fucking state and all that shit is hard.
So especially in Texas. Texas controls, people don't know this, but all the textbooks for the entire country are made here in Texas. It's very weird. The whole process is super fucking weird.
Sure fucking is.
And then the Texas Administration of Public Education is fucking weird.
Also, all the calculators, right? Texas Instruments.
Don't start with that bullshit.
Yeah, no, they're all made here, dude.
Texas Instruments mostly makes fucking weapons of war now, actually. They make guidance systems for bombs and shit.
Good for them,
dude. They're one of the biggest players in the military industrial complex, but all we remember is the TI-83 and drawing dicks on
graphing
it.
Graphing
calculators. Making boobs. Boobies,
boobies.
With box, man.
Yeah.
At any rate, I mean, people could have said that stuff about Tim, you know.
Well, Tim opened up a school, though.
Yeah, but it was successful. So he's got the benefit of saying, well, at least for the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
It's only 3 years old.
I'm sorry, the college is fine, but his law school, not his, I think they just tapped.
I got Louisiana Christian University.
Yes. Louisiana Repube Center.
Yeah.
That opened in 1906. It's still going. It's run by the Louisiana Baptist Convention. The law school, I guess, is what did not open. He was tabbed to run it, probably because he's, I assume, an attorney.
Yeah.
Of some repute. And
And repube.
And repube.
Yeah. Did we establish the Louisiana Christian LCU? Probably what they call it. Is that a real school?
It is, yeah. Louisiana. Right. It was Louisiana College until 2021.
Yeah, it's almost 120 years old now.
It's a Louisiana.
Holy shit.
They were just trying to stand up a law school for that university, and it didn't work. That's not like. That's not, the way they write it. Like, oh, he's a dean of a school that never existed. Like, he's grifting people. No, he just failed.
Yeah.
Or the organization
failed. I don't think he even failed.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like he was just like, hey, do you want to do this? Yeah, that sounds great.
Are plenty of reasons to not like this guy. We'll get into more of those tomorrow. The reason that you personally should distrust him and everything he does.
Well, I got the last one here that a listener sent in. It's pretty funny because this one's on CNN. This one's from CNN. Again, take it for what it's worth here. And this I believe in very heavily, and I know you do too. And I know this is a cause that is near and dear to your heart. It says here, before he became a politician, House Speaker Mike Johnson partnered with an anti-gay conversion therapy group because you can pray the gay away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the up and up for me. I didn't really need to read the rest of the article. I believe you can pray the gay away. You know, we all can. It's just, it's a tough thing to stop sucking dicks as a dude. But with enough prayer, anything is possible. I'd recommend the Hallow app to start with. If you're still sucking dicks after that, or getting your butt fucked or whatever it is, obviously move on to something else.
Well, here's something for
a group like this.
For Marky Mark to think about. Maybe make it so you can't have the Hallow app and Grindr on one phone. Like, if the Hallow app detects Grindr, then it kicks you off.
It just disappears.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's just like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you're going to hell. Enjoy hell, Gaylord.
A devil pops up on your phone and flames are all around
That might be a way to do it, right?
Probably. Probably.
I mean, you could put a governor on a car, right? So it'll only go a certain mile per hour. If you got a teenager or something, you can do that. Technically, they don't really do it anymore, but that used to be a thing back in the 80s that people would do. So why not put a governor on your phone as well? Like, if there's too many dicks popping up on that screen, you got to slow down, bud.
Or, well, we do it like YouTube. So, like, for a while, I don't know, what was it, 6 months we weren't monetized or something like that. When you have, like, copyright issues or whatever, they'll be like, hey, Do you want to get rid of that copyright strike in 30 days? All you got to do is watch this 5-minute video. Maybe it's the same way with them, but it's 5 minutes of just hardcore graphic straight sex, you know? But real penetration. Not taking off clothes, no nothing.
I don't know, because they're just going to stare at the dude. I think it's got to be lesbians.
Cropped out. Dude's cropped out. So all you're seeing is the girl just getting fucking railed.
I think it's got to be lesbians, because he's still going to be looking at that cock.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to be imagining it's going into a butt.
So 5 minutes of graphic lesbian sex.
Yeah, just a lesbian getting fucking pumped by another lesbian.
Yeah.
Maybe fisted.
It's as aggressive as straight sex.
Well, that's the stick, though. What's the carrot? The carrot's got to be, you have to have both. To have an effective fucking strategy towards convincing somebody of something, you got to have a carrot as well, in my opinion. So what's that got to be? And maybe an actual carrot.
Yeah, it could be an actual carrot. Like, hey, we'll give you this.
Stuff this up your ass instead of other dudes.
Yeah. And if you're still getting off because of it, at least it's not a dude and it's not gay.
And there's a lot of beta carotene in that as well. And vitamin K.
Great eyesight.
Vitamin K. So,
yeah,
you know.
A lot of people out there.
Think about it.
Yeah, if you're out there and you've been taking a lot of dicks in the ass and you're saying, man, I don't want to be gay. I want to have a family. I want to be a Republican. I want to be the Speaker of the House one day. Use a carrot first and then just see how that goes. And then the rest of it, you'll just kind of figure it out as life goes along. Because that's not gay. If somebody walked in on you jamming a carrot up your ass, I don't think I would call you a homosexual.
It depends on the context. If I'm watching street porn while I'm doing it, that's not gay.
I mean, is it any gayer than jerking a dick off? But it's your dick.
Sure, yeah.
Well, it's your dick.
I don't even wear shirts because they come out of the closet and that shit's gay.
Again, throw that camera over there, friend. I was not expecting that today, and I want to live in that joke for the rest of the day here today. I want to bathe in it. I want it to wash over me. Okay, get rid of this sickness and all of it. I think you just cured me, cured me and my wife's colds after that. Holy shit! But look, I don't know why you're sending me this shit. I'm assuming it's kind of like the Santos guy. Remember, we didn't know any of that shit about George Santos or whatever, and then, you know, all this crazy shit came out. I don't think you're going to find anything like this on this guy, but you say you got worse shit on news tomorrow?
Yeah.
On Homeboy? Okay. All right. Is he gay? Because his hot wife needs to be taken care of then.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can find this.
Because if his hot wife isn't being taken care of, that's where you can step in there and be the man that he couldn't be. There.
She's all right, yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
Let's see. Michael Kaczynski is a AI researcher that showed that a computer algorithm could correctly distinguish between gay and straight men 81% of the time and 74% for women just by looking at a still picture of their face. That's okay. It. Just by... You take a selfie of just your face looking straight ahead. You feed it into this AI system, and with an 81% accuracy, it can tell you if that person's gay or not.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, AI is just mimicking our actual intelligence. And they did this with 35,000 pictures, by the way. It wasn't some small study.
Holy shit.
Yeah. This is in 2017, I think, and it's at Stanford, yeah. so just not a video... Not audio where you can hear the voice or any other ways that you think, like the way people are move around and stuff, and it's kind of gay. Just from a still photograph of their face.
All right.
74% for women, 81% for men. Here's what I'm getting at. If you see somebody and they look some kind of way, I know it's people say don't judge a book by its cover. That is what the cover is for, you stupid asshole.
Sure.
Not that, like, don't judge anybody or anything, but... You can look at somebody and tell if they're gay. And if you can look at somebody and tell if they're gay, you can probably look at them and tell if they're a creep. And he looks like a fucking creep to me.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that. I don't have any... There's nothing coming tomorrow about him being a pedo or nothing like that. Although he did kind of quasi-adopt a fucking black teenager when he was 25.
Sure.
But he never actually adopted him. It wasn't a conservatorship, well, so at least he didn't rob the kid.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird. But that's not what I'm talking about. Tomorrow it'll be about religious fundamentalism.
All right.
But I think that's good information to have. You can, if just think about that. You can look at somebody's face and tell if they're gay or not. You should be able to tell other things about them as well.
I think if we had to pick somebody from the office, my money would be on Joel. You know, kind of soft, boyish features, a little bit rosy cheeks.
Yeah, but he's too dirty.
He's not threatening. You know, like he'll just go along with things. I think he would be okay with it. You know, taking a dick here and there.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll fucking see.
Can he hear? Is he editing back
yeah.
there?
Yeah, he can hear us. He's I don't think around.
He can. Is he? Joel, can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
What do you think, Joel? You ever gotten close to taking a dick?
Nope.
He's saying no, but his eyes are saying yes.
Yeah, I know. The way...
There's a hunger in his eyes, and sure the hunger is for wieners,
for
I think.
Cocks, dude. He's starving for it. And that's fine, Joel. Texas, I
now,
guess.
As far as who's actually done the most gay shit, it would be you or Bob because of fraternities.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a limit for the military. Like, we do a lot of homoerotic shit, but I was in the Army. That's okay. The Marine Corps that gets really into that stuff. But at fraternities, that's outside of bathhouses, that's the gayest place on earth.
Yeah, what was your worst? What was your lowest there, Bob, gay shit-wise?
You know, there was actually a really homophobic pledge. Who, like, one day, we would just say, like, dumb gay shit to each other all the time.
Sure.
Where we'd be like, my buddy would, like, walk in the room, and I'd be like, hey, you look really handsome today. And just, like, dumb stuff like that. And I did that one time, and this kid was like, well, what the fuck, man? You can do something? And we were like, what the fuck? And so we would just fuck with him from then on. And I remember one time we were just like, man, this would be really funny. So we got, like, six dudes. We all literally got completely naked and each grabbed a textbook and just sat in his room naked and waited for him to come home. Like, he was close to being home. We weren't in there for like 3 hours.
Sure.
And he comes in and we're like, oh, hey, man, we were just studying in your room, if that's all right. We just want to find a quiet place. We're all just like wieners out with like his books and stuff. Just like, you know, we're just studying, stuff like that. And he's just like, can I walk away for a bit? And then someone just start chasing him up and down the hall. And
all the time. So I would go nude, but hugs, big, long hugs. Yeah. To pledges and everything else, and I'm like, hey man, I'm super excited for you to be part of this brotherhood and whatever bullshit they tell you, right? And then I would just hug them buck naked. Now, we had the guys who were homophobic, and that was my favorite, right?
Because
it was just endless comedy and laughter from me. Then there was one guy who just laughed and let me hug him the tightest, and then he ended up being gay. I saw him at a my buddy went to go pick up coke from this gay guy named Johnny on the spot, right? In Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Huge shock, right? So we go over there and him and his girlfriend were doing coke or whatever that night. And I was like, it's cool. We'll just wait. Or if you want us to come in, like, I don't really care. And he goes, I don't know what's going on. Like, it looked like there was a huge party going on in there. And it was a huge gay party going on in there. And they had a replica of the Star Trek spaceship.
Yeah.
And they were all doing lines of cocaine off this spaceship. And it was awesome. Gays do it the best. They have the best party is all the other shit, right? And then who do I see popping around the corner? That fucking pledge dude who was the one who laughed the most when I hugged him buck naked. And he was just stunned. And he was like, holy shit. And I was like, all of us made a pact that we wouldn't tell anybody. Because I didn't want to out somebody in college or ruin their fucking life or anything like that. But to this day, though, he went, like, way up. Like, fucking pride everything, plastered all over. Like, he's the gay icon.
Did you blackmail him?
Nope. Never did any of it. And towards the end, I think it was senior year when I was about to graduate, he'd come up to me and he goes, hey, why didn't you ever? Why? And I was like, man, it's not my fucking place. I don't care what gets your dick hard at night, you know? And I go, but I kind of knew when you let me hug you that long and you just started laughing like the Pillsbury Doughboy that you might be gay. And that's why I never did it again.
Did you ever think about blackmail? Like, that's your one opportunity in life to get a fucking, to see if you like it, to get your dick sucked by a dude?
No.
Because he probably would have done it.
Probably.
He probably would have done it if you just asked nicely, to be honest. Dudes are sluts.
Probably. But being in an all straight house like that and trying to figure out being gay in college, in my mind, I thought was hard enough anyways. And I was never one of those people that just picked on people for no reason. Like,
no, I'm here to party, man. I'm not here to
same
fucking,
here.
I'll troll people, but I'm not here to pick on people.
No. And if there was a fight and somebody else is being picked on, then I would kick the shit out of those people. Like, that was just kind of what I live by. So, like, I didn't want to ruin this kid's life. And, yeah, he came out on his own and shit. Lives a glorious life in Las Vegas. And he makes a shit ton of money working at one of those nightclubs.
Are there any gay fraternities?
No, surprisingly. No. Where's there yours?
We
no.
should start some.
There's black fraternities.
Like, here's, well, certainly, yeah, those go back to the middle part of the 20th century. But I'm talking about, like, we should start.
Okay, so there is, I found one. Delta Lambda Phi. This is serious.
Okay.
Was founded in 1986. It's the only fraternity founded by gay men. I guess it's for all dudes, but it's basically like a gay fraternity.
Okay.
I think we should find a gay fraternity to sponsor, NIL style.
For Hard AF Seltzer? Yeah. It'd be great.
And just because they're going to throw...
A razor. Like, oh, the best.
You see the kids... What's the one in Ohio State?
Which one? The ones that we...
Yeah.
Sigma Chi,
yeah. They had a pretty good setup.
Great.
Theirs was great. Good.
Yeah. I am actually finding a lot of information on this now.
Well, really? Stand by on that. So Sigma Chi, they had a good setup.
They're
good,
straight, by the way.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Good music, a good ratio of male to female in there. But a lot of the fucking parties these days are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Yeah, straight dudes don't know how to throw parties. They had to get fucked up. But they don't know how to organize and throw good parties. I feel like just let the gay dudes throw the parties and you show up to them.
Yep. Social share.
Because then the women fucking will come flock to that. They love that shit. And you can just be like, you're in the crowd. They don't know if you're gay or not. Well, they'll be able to tell based on your collar being popped or not probably. But
social. Yeah, it's called the social chair. And that's an excellent idea. Because they throw the best parties, they have the best drugs, gays, and that would be great. Plus, let's say you were trying to figure it out in college. At least you had one guy to go to and be like, hey, man, are you gay?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to find out tonight?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, go up to Christopher's room.
Yeah.
You know, and see if you're gay. Find out. But one night, I'll tell you this, Bob, I don't know if this happened to you, but the white and the black fraternities were always separated. So, like, they only partied with black sororities and vice versa and everything else. So I asked why. I was like, why is that? And there was this black dude that I was buddies with, and I was like, why is that? And he goes, I don't know, man. I think nobody's just ever set it up. And I go, let's do it. Like, I'll fucking do it. So we invited a black fraternity party over, and then a black sorority and a white sorority and all that other shit. And they fucking raged that night, dude. It was awesome.
I was going to ask if they stole all your stuff.
No. We didn't have a pool, so we didn't have to worry about it.
Deion Sanders wasn't there.
But exactly. But it was, they fucking raged, but like for whatever reason, nobody ever does that shit either. It's weird.
We tried to get them involved in like homecoming or something, and I think they are more now, but they weren't then. But yeah, it's always kind of oddly been like that. We don't care. They did start playing in intramural sports. That didn't go well for us.
No. Once that took over, it's game over, friend. But yeah, that was a rager that night, dude. We had a real guy getting him a good time, but gays would be a good one. Holy shit. I think it should be mandatory that every social chair for every single fraternity should be gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Hey, why are you running for this position? Well, I'm gay. All right, great. You're in. And you look at their clothes.
So you have a dress. It's a vote then?
You do. Yeah, you vote. We vote for it. You got to vote for all these things. And I think president, vice president, secretary of treasury. You know, for the House and all that other shits and social chair you vote for. And then obviously vice president of the hot tub committee, which is what Cleavon Bavage Buford was. That was a job we did have. And and that gentleman's name was Mike Nickel. So we would get a hot tub for about a week out of the year and leave it on 24 hours a day. And so that's all we could afford, right, in the dead of winter of Ohio. And he sat diligently by that hot tub all 24 hours for all 7 days.
You know who wasn't the chairman of the hot tub committee?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I didn't say anything.
Matthew Perry. We're there. No, we're there today. It's fine. It's fine today. We're on the Matthew Perry shit. I'm good to go. And as soon as we said Joel was gay, by the way, he pops out with his camera. Why are you filming us back there from this whole shit, Joel? Come on, man. Do you want to grab the microphone? If you want to tell us, you can tell us.
Yeah, no one believes you.
You can tell us that you're gay. But you're going down there to do what? Photos tonight for the events? Gotcha. What time's the premiere? Tell everybody what time the premiere is tonight.
It starts at 6.
Okay. Shit, while we're at it, you want to give those guys Drinking Bro of the Week?
Who?
Who's throwing the event tonight?
It's Military Metals or some shit. I don't know the company. But okay. Dakota's working with them, and Danica will be there. Jason Murph from Grill Your Ass Off will
be
there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm sorry. Daddy got a little sick last night now with the children.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we'll give, I mean, Save Our Allies. We'll do that one.
Okay.
They're, regardless of anything politically that's going on in the world, anytime there are American citizens trapped somewhere because of our feckless and incompetent administrations, Tim Kennedy and a bunch of other people you would know, go to these places that they're in the Middle East right now. They've done it in Afghanistan. They've done it in fucking Africa. They've done it in the Middle East. They've done it in Asia, extracting people out of tough situations. And they do it all on our own dime. Like, we raise money to do it and it gets done. That's it.
Are they going to Israel to help out, get people out of there right now?
Been there since the beginning.
No shit. Yeah. Okay.
Israel and Egypt.
Gotcha. And where can everybody donate? Is it saveourallies.org?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find their other stuff at, obviously, at independencefund.org.
For sure. Big fan of those guys. And whenever there is a problem in the world, like D'Anthony was saying, they're always there to help out. And they're always the first there,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. Somebody was asking me the other day why our own government doesn't just do this shit on their own, and or why they don't assist in aid Save Our Allies.
Sure.
And I think it's probably an insurance reason, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, some of the reasons we haven't been able to get aircraft for certain operations is based on insurance. Like, they want to insure the aircraft to go into places like that. But, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
That's fine. Yeah, no worries. Thanks for tuning in, kids. We greatly appreciate it here. Hopefully, Dad will be back. Put together tomorrow. I might have a hot toddy tonight or something. Is the fucking World Series on, Bob?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We got Rangers up, what, 3-1? Nate Eovaldi on the mound. It's not looking
versus
good.
Gallen.
Well, the last time.
It's Creed. We bet on Creed, and Creed's going to win.
Didn't Gallen beat Eovaldi?
They might have won that game. No, Gallen pitched game one, right?
Yeah, Kelly won. Remember. Kelly won.
Mm. Okay. Maybe I'll pop that on. What is it, Tuesday tonight? Nothing's on. Yeah, maybe I'll pop that on and watch it.
Today's Wednesday, but
oh, is it really?
Yeah, nothing's on.
I heard somewhere it's Thursday.
I mean, no, exactly. I think there might be a Sun Belt game on.
I've taken so much Sudafed and Dayquil today that it's, hey, I don't care. I don't really care what day it is. It's a day game today?
Yeah.
Well, fuck
wait,
off.
No.
No way.
No, it's 7 at 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock. You're 8 fine.
Eastern.
Yeah, since obviously we live in Texas, there's a bunch of Rangers fans out last night, and a lot of the parents were popping in to see the score, and when I watched my kid go into one house, he's like, hey, man, can you see in the school? What's the score in the guy's house? I go, it's fucking 10-0, it says, in the third inning. Was that was real?
Mm-hmm.
What was the final score last night?
11-7,
God,
I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
Arizona came back and scored 7. Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
But, you know, Adolis Garcia's not playing. He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
They're still cranking it out. I mean, they just have their offense is good. It's not, on paper, that great. It's good from 1 to 5 usually, but they're overperforming. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Arizona did a bullpen game yesterday. I haven't watched any of these games. I'm not going to contribute to
any of
these.
But I have been. Good.
I've been looking at the stats and stuff. It was a bullpen game for them yesterday. Gallen's got to go 7 tonight, or they're not going to win this game.
All right. Well, what were you saying?
Which is unlikely because I don't think he's done that once in the playoffs.
I was going to say, otherwise, I can interest you in a Ball State Bowling Green game on ESPN2 and then Kent State Akron on ESPN2.
Football?
Yes.
Actually, you can interest me in that. I'll bet on that shit for sure in my bookie. They got odds for all that bullshit, man. Do you know what I bet on in Vegas was Brown Bears? It was Brown versus Penn, man. And I was fuck yeah, let's go.
This game might interest one Rob Fox next to me. Quarterback for Bowling Green is one Connor Bazelak.
Yeah. Yeah. Third team that our old quarterback's been on.
By the way, breaking news here. All right. World Series TV viewership is the lowest in the history that it's ever been, and it's each game continues to reach new lows. Game three was 8.13 million viewers. Jesus Christ.
I think the public just say it's Corey Seager.
Corey Seager's fine. I just nobody cares about these two teams. No, I mean,
the other lowest rated one was the Rays Dodgers. So.
Well, it's the Rays, right? So it's the Rays that are bringing it down.
It was also COVID, so you would think it would have gotten a bump.
I know. No shit. I think it's a Corey Seager problem.
Maybe, yeah.
Damn. It was, they're saying the ratings for this were half the audience of the Rams Cowboys game on Sunday. Oof.
That's fucked up too, because come on, man.
Rams
Dallas
don't even
and
have
Dallas. That's the same city. Yeah. I mean, the stadiums are a frisbee throw apart from each other, too.
Game one was the least watched World Series game in recorded history.
Correct. Look, I called this.
Which is dumb because that was the only good game.
Is the DFW an overrated sports town?
Probably.
No, it's just they're Cowboys fans, man, and the Stars and all that other shit.
I think, honestly, like my experience living here, the Rangers are definitely third. I think they're bigger Mavs fans than they are Rangers.
Yeah,
fans.
I think Mavs bigger than
it might be fourth. Stars too. People like the Dallas Stars.
It's hockey though. Hockey, the overall audience for hockey is quite a bit smaller. I think it's
the MLS team might be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might. It might be. Holy
and
shit!
And by the way, these lowest possible ratings ever counts more public televisions playing this stuff than ever before as well. Mm-hmm. So the numbers are even worse than what they look.
Yeah, they'll change the format in the off season. I guarantee it.
Just win, baby.
They're not gonna do this shit. They're not gonna do it. I'm telling you, they'll change this format. You're losing too much money on this shit because it's Fox still. Like this is live TV. Tune into Drinking Bros Sports. By the way, subscribe to that if you're not subscribed. Different RSS feed for the podcast and all that stuff. We did a breakdown today of the top 25 college football. The new rankings came out for the CFP, the college football playoffs there. And yes, I am aware that Ohio State should not be number one. You got Maserati Marvin Harrison there, but you got Honda McCord at quarterback. And Bob and I did that show today. So tune in to that, kids. We appreciate it. And then, as always, just go to fucking iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, which is 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. We need 10,000 reviews. I want to stop saying this. I hate it. You hate it, I'm sure. I want to be done saying it forever, okay? Love you. Just go there, all right? Do it. Do all the things for us, and we'll be done with it, okay? With D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.